When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps home buyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make your move. Truist.com/make your move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender.
You be on this fucking Instagram any other time. Why are you doing this shit right now? That's a major turn off for me. Nigga, you can't be on Instagram any other time. You have to do it right now. Really?
Yeah, I think...
Like, it's the dish. They don't even care. They don't care about... No one's in the present moment.
There's no separation anymore between that. You know what I mean? The present moment and your phone. I mean, you know, it's only polite. I think that... I mean, as a parent, you always check in your phone for that. But when you're with somebody and you're spending time with them...
Be with them.
You should be with them.
Right.
And you should be, like, conscious of that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then if you have to excuse yourself and say, hey, you know what? Let me check and make sure.
Right. If it's my child or it's business and my job, it's extremely important, but it shouldn't be me scrolling through fucking the internet all day, right?
Absolutely.
Like, okay, I might have a moment where I do that, right? But it should be in a healthy way.
Yeah.
I mean, you get what I'm saying? I shouldn't be... You get what I'm saying? Constantly where you have to tell me, okay, Nicole is a problem, right? You know? Yeah. If you have to tell me it's a problem, then obviously I'm doing too much of it.
I think that we've become kind of lightweight, you know, slaves to our phones.
Yeah. You're all guilty. We are.
Yeah. And it can happen. I mean, you know, I mean, even while we're doing this show, I'm looking at my phone, even though I'm looking at my phone.
My phone is on D&D in my room.
But I'm looking for it for content as well. But
right.
Between looking at for content, I still peek and see who was that who texted me 10 minutes ago, what they want. You know what I mean?
But your rule is this, it's different. You have, it's not like you just.
Yeah, I know, but what if I'm the person who doesn't have business who I'm looking like, who I'm looking like at that time? So not everybody knows what
you do.
And they can take that as a different way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? So, they could just go straight to, okay, he's looking at other women. Or, you know, he's scrolling on Instagram, right? It can make one's mind wonder.
Yeah, I've been in restaurants and I walk past a couple. And while I'm walking past a couple, I can see the guy's phone pointed towards me. And he's looking at a chick on Instagram. But yet he's sitting right across from his own lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's probably the most disrespectful thing you can ever do to somebody.
But you can't. But when you say that, if for her to say that to him, she's insecure. That's the first thing. You're insecure. That's the first thing, because in his mind, he's not doing it the wrong. You get it? Because if he knew he was wrong, he wouldn't be doing it.
Well, he would be. He knows he's wrong.
He's not gonna stop doing what he's doing.
Well, no, he's not gonna take his phone and go, oh, look at this booty right here I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. He's not gonna do that. You know what I mean? Now, he may look at it on his own time all day, all night. You know what I mean? People do. People, I mean, they go to the dating sites and look for the cute guys. It's fine. You know what I mean? It could be fun to somebody. That's here nor there. But when you're with somebody and you're sitting right with them, mm-hmm. and you have the nerve to be looking at a booty video.
God, you just don't give
somebody,
a fuck.
You just don't.
Yeah.
You just stop. You just lost all respect for everything. And that is a problem that the internet has fostered. It has fostered so much availability and made things that people normally couldn't get their hands on or close to.
That it's just there now.
They brought it right to their hands.
Yep.
So they got their fingers on it and...
They don't appreciate what they have in their face.
No. And that's tough because...
That's stupid, because then half the people on the internet you go not have. You're not going to have people. And you lost the love of your life. You could possibly lose the love of your lifetime. And then now you guys show your Instagram?
Absolutely. And
what I'm saying is that powerful that a motherfucker don't even care. They'd rather just have that app. They don't even care about losing a partner. They just care about the app.
Well,
that shit is crazy to me.
I'm not sure they realize.
And I get it. It's women. Men go, it's all these women. I get it. Women are beautiful. I get it.
Well, I can't say women don't do it.
I get it. But it's different for us. It's like we're just different when it comes to the mind being wired. When men see a beautiful woman, y'all release, you know, y'all, we don't get that same effect with men. You get it?
No, you know,
it's different.
You know,
a man can see a woman and he like, ooh, it makes him, he gets dopamine, right?
You don't exhibit.
We don't know. We don't. It's not the same for us. Just because I see a fine man don't mean we don't have the same chemical release that y'all have.
No.
It don't. So for a man, every fine woman y'all see, ooh, it's that next hit. It's like a hit of drug. You get it? So of course you're going to keep wanting to look at it. Are you? We don't have that same experience. We can see 50 hot men in a row. It's like, okay, he looks good. But it doesn't do the same thing for us.
You know, I think it's more common for a woman who sees...
It's not the same. It's not the same.
No, I'm saying when a woman sees a man and that guy...
He can be hot, but y'all get an actual pleasure hormone that's released. We don't...
I think that's fake. Not really a hormone. I think that the guys are so riled up.
They can't
be satisfied with what they have.
Because it's all in so many women out here. Like... That you can see them. You get it? All the time. You got porn. You got them on the internet. You got movies. It's everywhere. Then you go outside. A man is always bombarded by beautiful women. Women don't get that luxury. It's not as many beautiful men as it's beautiful women.
No, I mean.
You get it? We might be lucky to see a few hot guys. We got it. That is, yeah. We don't see as many hot guys as y'all see women.
But you know, once that comes off, they scale down to who they're going to be. Whether they're. Once you learn that inside of that person, that's what it's.
But most men don't care about that. They care about how the fuck she look, how fat her ass is.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's be realistic.
That's definite.
Let's be real. Like,
well, I'm not denying
her ass can be that bitch can have the biggest ass, and he's like, oh, I don't even care. So, you know, men are just what they like.
Some men are hounds.
Yeah, men are.
Some are not. Some get to the point to where they say, hey, you know, I'm cool.
Yeah,
she looks good or whatever. She has that. But I think the way my reality is, is too much of it to get excited about. It's like, if watermelon...
It's normalized now. It's so normal. Yeah,
watermelon is my favorite fruit. So if I get around 1,000 watermelons, I'm not going to get excited. I just want one.
Yeah, it's they all look the same.
Yeah.
It's a watermelon. One might be bigger, one might be smaller, but when I buy into it, it's a watermelon. Right. Now I want some cherries.
Yeah, you had a watermelon sitting up here on your counter for like a year. Do you try to give it to me? You remember that?
No, I did.
Take this watermelon.
I didn't have no counter for no year.
That watermelon was antique.
Okay, you gonna lie? Don't listen to his lies, y'all.
That watermelon was
Come on now. I would not have no I do have a watermelon in the refrigerator. It's been there for like 2 weeks. It's a baby. But for a year, he lying, y'all. Don't let him sell y'all lies. Wait, if you had a watermelon for a year, that shit would go bad, right?
Hell yeah, it would be
so good. So, I think that's guys mature. Now, I get older, but as they mature.
Not all guys mature with age, though. Some get stupider with age.
That's what I said, now I get older.
I feel like lately, I swear, Maurice, I've had the most successful relations when I was younger. I had mature men when I was younger. Now that I'm older, they are just whores.
Yeah.
And they don't have direction. The men I was with when I was younger were very intentional and very transparent and very honest. You get it? And very focused.
Right.
And nowadays, it's like the opposite.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
You know, it's just times change around them and they just kind of go along with it. You have to understand something. So if men that the world doesn't change much for the good looking man, because he's always having women approach him. He's always being able to approach women pretty easily. He's always probably been the person he's going to be, whether it's the player or things come easy to him or not. He's always been that guy. It's the normal dude that start thinking they're the shit because they have so much access now. And they're like, wait.
Ego. It's the ego.
Absolutely. They're like, wait a minute. I'm the shit now. I don't have to. I'm like, nigga, sit your normal ass down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You go back to how you was. And then find you a woman that likes you for you and go from there. Now, there's a lot of jaded women out there too now.
Yes, sir.
And I don't think women as much. I mean, you know.
It's both sexes. We can't just put all, no, we got good and bad. It's both in both genders. Right.
Absolutely. I think the attraction level is still there. I think women can be attracted to dudes, but the dude, how do I say this? Cute dudes probably still get more women.
Okay.
But. That doesn't mean the regular dude ain't getting his fair share.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? So it's just gotten to the point that where people ain't sticking together. You know, some people have unrealistic expectations of what they want from this man.
Mm-hmm.
Vice versa. You know, vice versa.
Right.
So there you go. On that subject. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's So if a woman says she can't find a man, I tell women to pull the men they shop for Starks, the pool that you are fishing from.
Mm-hmm. You got to fish.
You got to try a different pool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You've been here, you've been there, you tried this, you tried that.
It's not working out.
It's not working out. So you got to go to the direct opposite, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, side of what you've been doing and try from there.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to, it's the process of elimination.
Mm-hmm.
Will bring about success.
That's what Shira said, they always said. She was just like, you have to level up. You have to change the way you look. You have to change the way you think. You have to stop thinking, leading what you want.
Yeah, it is, and you will find that person at that point.
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps home buyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make-your-move. Truist.com/make-your-move or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender.
When trouble trickles into your life, Alpha is right beside you, helping you wade through those waters. Ready, reliable, right when you need us. Because taking action is better than making excuses. And getting it handled is better than hoping it goes away. We'll get the cleanup process started so you can get back to what matters most. That's life with Alpha Insurance.